Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama. The meeting of the inner circle is consciously intended to be somewhat inspirational, motivational, thought-provoking, and absolutely essential for helping us to get on the same page, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of what communities we find ourselves in, regardless of what our background, our heritage, our inheritance, regardless of all of those things, our sexual preferences, our gender identification, our socioeconomic status, whatever, whatever. We each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence. And we are in that now moment of eternity where it is absolutely vital, very crucial that many of us, the most of us, all of us begin to see the truth of ourselves and know the truth of what it is to be human, and to know that to truly be human is to really be divine. We are in that now moment where we have to embrace the reality of who we are as a global family and realize that if one of us is in jeopardy of survival, the whole of us is in jeopardy of survival. And that is exactly where we are, regardless of how much materiality we've come to master, regardless of all of the trinkets we may have, regardless of how secure we think we may be by virtue of the jobs that we work or the policies that we have or the stocks and bonds and mutual funds that we've acquired. Basically, we are all in that point of vulnerability where we have disconnected from the truth of our purposes in being, and therefore there has been a disconnection with our inherent purposes as destiny directly, and many of us find ourselves completely expendable. We are in that now moment of eternity where we have to get beyond a lot of the things that we think about in order to really get to the true substance and value of what there is to be living for. We are in that now moment where everybody, every heart, every mind, and every soul needs to be completely cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, revivified, and absolutely resurrected. Why? Because it will make a tremendous difference in how we live our lives here, how we be here, how our children survive here, whether or not we can be truly qualified for being continued in existence. For those of us who are the ascendants and descendants of humankind and or humanity, the ascendants and descendants of the Aboriginal, the Indigenous, and the Native peoples of the planet, regardless of where we stand or sit or function or dysfunction upon the planet needs us to be in a position where each body upon her is conscious of being a part of her, where each body, heart, mind, life, and soul is truly conscious of being held within the very fabric of existence with each and every breath and every heartbeat, where each one of us is totally immersed in the reality of being a presence of an absolute and eternal presence, and to know that we exist in the medium of its presence directly, that each and every breath we are taking in of its life force, its life substance, its light substance, it is the source of our being, and it deserves our full attention and our wholehearted commitment in order for us to be whole bodies, heart, mind, lives, and souls. We're in that now moment where it is really necessary for us to take some time on a regular and consistent basis to just relax ourselves, to allow ourselves to be held in the reality of who we be in relationship to that absolute presence and its absolute reality. To take some time to be held in that silence, because there is a message in the silence. There is a message in the silence, and we have to be still, listen, and know that the Creator is the silence as well as the sound, is within as without. We should take some time to quiet our minds and really, really feel the oneness that we are with all of life, and then know the greatness of our own souls as immortal and destined for eternal growth and progression. We can accept and affirm that we each are children of boundlessness, children of light. And love shall come rejoicing as light comes to reign, with love, wisdom, power, mastery, and control through each one of us. There is a message in the silence, but we must be still, listen, and come to know. And for whatever it is that we may have question of, whatever it is we may be in a quandary about, whatever it is we may be insecure about, unsure about, we need to take that time to be still. Whatever illness or disease or imbalance that we may have, we have to meet our Maker in that quiet and that stillness, because it is as close to each of us as our own very breath and our own very heartbeat. But it takes our taking that time to acknowledge the truth and the source of our own being, the intelligence of our own being. We cannot continue to think that the flesh is nothing, that the flesh is that which is intended to be trashed and to be treated like garbage, for every atom and every cell of our entire being is completely permeated in the intelligence of the absolute intelligence and its absolute reality. And we were given certain keys that say, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door shall be open, seek and ye shall find. There is nothing that we can be kept from when it is our need to be fulfilled in that thing. We who are the children of an absolute and eternal presence need to come to that point in our own consciousness, conscientiousness, acceptance, and acknowledgement that we were not born to die. And that those who are the children of an absolute and eternal presence have right by birth into conscious immortality. And so we are in that now moment where we are a year closer to our transition from the planet. And many will be making transitions within these next 365 days. And there are those who are close to us, those who are closer than close to us. We have to prepare ourselves to be in a position to be of as much assistance as possible unto those that we love. Our families, our friends, our acquaintances, our co-workers, our jobs and whatnot. We have been gifted to the earth to be gifts to the earth, and there is no such thing as a purposeless life that will be qualified for eternal life. There is no way that you can apply yourself to a bunch of folly and garbage and whatnot and think that you will inherit the fullness of that which is yours as an absolute inherent part of an absolute and eternal presence. There is no way that you can allow your mind, your heart, your body, and your soul to be filled with pettiness and garbage and things that are totally insignificant, have no substance, have no value, and think that when you make transition from the planet that you will gain the glory and the triumph of having applied yourself consciously and conscientiously to who you were as a son or daughter of an absolute and eternal presence. The quality of life that we live, the quality of love that we give, the quality of friendship that we are, and that which we allow ourselves to be penetrated by really makes a difference in terms of our quality of life here and our quality of living hereafter. We are in preparation to make transition from the planet. And whether we go to Africa first, or go to Belize first, or go to Honduras first, or go to the islands first, or wherever you think you may be able to go to escape the belly of the beast and the demonic energies of those who have perpetuated their wickedness all over the place, the ultimate transition that we all have to make is a transition from the planet. So here we are in this now moment of eternity on a planet that is traveling through the very body and presence of the absolute. We are surrounded on all sides in space. We are on a planet that is 80% water and have a body content that is 80% water. We are held in the balance, and we are balanced by the planetary energies that are all around us. We are not just earthly beings here. We did not come up out the dust and will return to the dust. We came to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, and from the earth we shall emerge. Whether you make that transition as a dead person or a conscious immortal being, it's completely contingent and dependent upon what you apply yourself to in this now moment, in these now moments of your earthly residency, because life is school here. Our earth residency is school here, and each body, heart, mind, and soul should be receiving the quality of preparation it needs so that when come time to make that transition from the planet, we have opportunity to be birthed into and as embryonic gods and goddesses, as conscious immortal beings. But see, this is not the quality of information or the substance of knowledge that you have been given through your educational institutions, through your religious institutions. These are not the things that you have been supported in realizing, actualizing, and harmonizing your lives with by your governmental institutions. And this is exactly why those institutions have failed, because they have not adequately prepare those who they have taken responsibility for educating, those who they have taken responsibility for guiding, those who they have taken responsibility for laying foundation for your life and your death. These people have failed you, and now is your time to truly look at the reality of the situations that we find ourselves in as a global family, as a human family, as those who are kind of human and humankind, and realize that the intelligence of existence is ordered by law, and that law is absolute, and that law requires us to be really responsive and able to respond to that which is truth, that which is light, that which is love, that which is wisdom, that which is right. We cannot be here and be in the fullness of our reality, be in the fullness of our potentiality, live in the fullness of our capacity, truly radiate and glorify the intelligence and the brilliance of who we are as the sons and daughters of the Creator, or as the sons of God, as the sons and daughters of Allah, or Jah, Jehovah, or Yah, or Yahweh, or whichever of the other great ones that you really want to claim your sonship or daughtership to. It is still essence of divinity that has been given and projected for you. But there is a path that we must follow. And the path is a path of conscious unfoldment, conscious development. The path is a path of consciously applying ourselves to knowing the truth of ourselves. Self-knowledge, creation knowledge, and creator knowledge are the three keys that we must have and utilize in order to stand forward as a liberated people, a people who have been liberated from lies and deceptions, deceit and conceit, a people who have been liberated and freed from their own limitations in their own thinking, a people who have been freed and liberated from sinfulness, from wickedness, from being in a position where they make mistakes and continue to be in the procession and progression of errors as a result of the errors that were progressed from the generations that preceded you. You and I, who are living in this now moment of eternity, have to take it as our own points of duty, obligation, and responsibility to stand upon the shoulders of those who paved our way, but to internalize their truths and their strengths. But we cannot continue to internalize the lies and the conceits and the deceptions and the things that they did that are not wholesome, not holistic, not truly life-giving. You and I cannot continue to do those things which we understand are wrong and think that we will really walk in the fullness of our glory. Or regardless of how hard we work, how many hours we put in, that we will experience the fullness of our prosperity. You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence, and we are by birthright entitled to be right, to be corrected after having been wrong, and to really take this opportunity to get quiet, to be still, to be held in the breath of life itself, the harmony of life itself. For there are an infinitude of orders of existence, of beings that exist, of intelligences that are all performing inherently their duties and obligations based upon the Creator's own imprint upon them. You and I, as humanity or humankind, have the duty and the obligation and the responsibility to be harmonized with the forces of life, the forces of existence, so that we can truly right the wrongs and be held in the consistent progression of the ordering and the exaltation of life and existence itself. For what greater work is there? You think going to work every day and every night for a toy company or the plastic industries or the corporate deities of death will ever give you the glory that is indeed yours as a living, intelligent, and immortal being? Do you think that receiving a paycheck for doing a work that need not be done, for being a hired killer, is going to grant you a glory that is really befitting of one who is a son and daughter of an absolute and eternal presence? Do you really think that continuing to perpetuate lies, continuing to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of those things that create stones and acid crystals and things in your bodies that undermine your cellular functioning will ever give rise to your being able to walk in the fullness of your truth, your glory, your light, or your love? For what best ways are there to truly, truly aspire to the highest light and to aspire and apply ourselves to the source of our existence, the intelligence of life itself? What best ways are there to come to power and potency than to apply ourselves wholeheartedly to the laws and the truths of existence itself? To ask and be given the keys to life everlasting. We are in that now moment of eternity where all of the veils of darkness are being lifted and every atom and every cell of your being can be completely charged in the reality of an absolute and eternal presence as your absolute reality and your absolute presence, that there is nothing to stop you from truly vibrating, reverberating, being filled to overflowing in conscious understanding, in the standing, and being able to stand resolutely and absolutely with the truth of your being as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. With every breath that you take, with every beat of your heart, with every step that you make, you are completely held, completely immersed, completely comforted in the arms of the ever-present directly. And there is no power other than its power. There is no presence outside of its presence. Every presence and every being is a being in presence of it directly. But it is our time to accept the truth of ourselves, to accept the heights of ourselves, to accept the perfection of ourselves, the divinity identity of ourselves, to know that it takes an overwhelming amount of love and an absolute level of light to counteract the darkness, the distortion, the sickness, the wickedness, the sinfulness, the distortion, and all of those things that exist. Demise and whatnot, we have to truly change our whole focus and perspective here in order to be qualified for continued existence, in order to truly be lifted and uplifted, to be really resurrected, to understand that they who have called forward this coming of Christ have to understand that this is not the real call of one man who can salvage and save a people who have not done anything to save themselves. We cannot be held under law, under superstitions and lies and whatnot. It is our time to realize that each and every eye is the eye of the Creator. Each and every heart is the heart of the Creator. Each and every hand can be a hand of God lifting, and you will not be free from your degrees of obligation and responsibility to be who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence. When it comes time for us to make transition from this place, we will not be able to give any excuses as to why we did not really reverence or worship or submit or surrender our hearts, our bodies, our minds, our lives, and our souls into the source of our being. Do you think your Creator will really understand your having given something or someone or some system or some army or some ideology or some philosophy more weight in your life than you gave to the source of your life? You and I have opportunity to do that which is ours to do as a result of being the present living generations upon the planet. We are the bridge from yesterday into tomorrow. We are the ones who truly, yes, stand upon the shoulders of the ones who've come before us. And we cannot be acting like chimps and monkeys on the shoulders of those who sacrificed their everything for us. And when we look at the photographs of our grandparents and our great-grandparents, realize they were not smiling, and they did not have cigarettes and joints and blunts and stuff hanging out their mouths, and they were not acting as if they had no sense at all right? I have to call it like it is, because our children are dying. We are really, really outside of the order of our truth and the reality of our being, and our progression and our liberation are contingent and inherently dependent upon our taking time to reassess ourselves, to truly come to accept ourselves, to begin to develop and cultivate the 100% of ourselves, as opposed to dissipating the life force of ourselves and undermining our capacity to utilize the 5 to 10% that they say that we are utilizing. So what do you get when you have a people who are able to access 90 to 95% of their total brain capacity? You get conscious immortals living on earth as paradise on earth, heaven on earth. But it does take a conscious application to law. It does take a conscious love of light. It does take a conscious love of wisdom and truth. It does take a conscious care to be correct, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed, to be rebirthed, so that we stand as a resurrected people, that each one of us has opportunity to represent the lineages that we've come through in the establishment of this absolute and eternal order, its absolute and eternal government. Directly, you and I have opportunity to to experience some of that limitlessness, that boundlessness that is our inheritance, our birthright by being these intelligences of an absolute and eternal presence. But if you are limited in your scope of your own being, if you cannot affirm that I am as your own truth, to know that the lessons that the great ones, the Yeshua, Jesus, or the Christed ones, or Elijah, or Muhammad, or whoever you really have been studying, understand that those studies and those lessons were not just given to you so that you can hail up another man or hail up another woman. Those truths and lessons of life were given to you so that you may fulfill your own destiny as a conscious immortal being. And now is the time to cleanse your body, to recommit your heart, to truly see the potency of what it is to become a potent part of life, a vital part of your community, to truly be a resurrecting force within your own lineages and your own families. What truly could be greater? I mean, what really is a greater thing to do for where we are now? The cure for AIDS has already been found. The cure for all diseases has already been found, and it's been found through our own people. The light of resurrection is here, and it has come through our own people. We have everything that we need, but you have to take the time to truly release and let go of those things that bog down your mind, that cloud your faculties, that put you in a position where you can only function from a point of impotency, which means that you busy yourself with things that truly do not matter on a real scope of what's real. You have grown men making millions of dollars playing with balls while their people are being annihilated from the face of the earth. And they become businessmen, and they begin to truly perpetuate the same poisons that have been given to us over these last generations. We think that we can take on somebody else's roles and responsibilities, or I would not even say their responsibilities, because every race and nation of people is obligated by the fact that they are points and parts of an intelligence of existence to be harmonious with the forces of life. And when you find a people who are not, when you find a people who have no regard for the laws that govern life, when you find a people who have no regard for the order of existence, when you have a people who are not respectful and reverencing of the intelligence of existence and the right of all orders of being to be that which they are by virtue of the Creator's imprint upon them and their own purposes in existence, then you have a people who are seeking their own annihilation. And you and I have opportunity to choose who we will serve and what we will do. You and I have opportunity to truly discover and uncover that which is ours as duty and obligation and responsibility that will help issue us forward into a much greater degree of conscious reality, conscious immortality, conscious potency, and conscious eldership and maturity. Many of us have been lost because those who have come before us were indeed lost. And if our elders were lost in life, do you think calling upon them now that they're dead on the other side is really going to provide us any real keys for our liberation and our resurrection? The true way to reverence our ancestry is to call forth from the depths of our own being, our own DNA, our own souls, their triumphs and their glory, to call forth the fullness of their talents, their skills, and their abilities, to consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards seeking to live in the light of the intelligence of existence directly, to know that the source of our being is much greater than just the few people that we know that we come from. And it's not for us to take anything away from them. It's for us to give fully of that which we are, and that which we have, and that which is really needed in this now moment. With every atom and every cell of our beings, we can truly, truly come to a point where we come to the degrees of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that allow us to be truly potent upon the planet, to put ourselves in a position where we stand in the light of this absolute and eternal presence and its absolute order. You can think that the games of agreement and the things that men do who have no light, no wisdom, no true commitment to the integrity of being, as is shown through their compromises in their ethics, integrity, and morality. You think that you can follow these people and come to any greatness. We will follow them to death if we continue to follow them. Now is our time. Now is our time to affirm the truth of our own beings and to know that this is our time to be in the truth of our being as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. You're great. You're limitless, you're boundless, and it's our time to be harmonized in the forces of life, with the forces of life. Right here, right now. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with the Dhamma. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself, and we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of its own very presence. The Creator's presence is the totality of all there is as existence itself, and there is nowhere we can go where it is not. There is nowhere we have been where it was not there. There's no space or no place. There's no world and no realm. There's no heaven and there's no hell. There is no point of existence that is not completely permeated by the presence and the intelligence of all of existence throughout the infinity of all of eternity. And it is the very presence of each and every one of us. Every atom and every cell of our entire beings is completely permeated, completely penetrated, completely animated by the presence of the Absolute, and there is no greater blessing, there is no greater gift, there is nothing greater than that which we have already received, that we can work for, or be awarded, beg, borrow, or steal, that is greater than our own bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls. In this point of eternity, this now moment of existence is our time to come into a conscious appreciation, conscious awareness, conscious care, to be forever conscientious of the blessing there is in being, and consciously making commitment to be a blessing in being, so that you may continue to rejoice in delight for having achieved that which was yours, the fullness of your birthright. In a society such as this,
In a world and a realm in which those who are lawless have appointed themselves lawgivers and lawmakers, in a society in which they have made you think that you in and of yourself are worth nothing and that in order to be substantiated, you must be indoctrinated. In order to be substantiated, you must be educated. In order to be substantiated, you must have religion. In order to be substantiated, you must have Jesus. In order to be substantiated, you must have paper. You must have money. You must have credit. You must have debt. You must have all of these things. You must have so much polished wood, metal, and stone in order for you as a living being who is an inherent, integral, and immortal part of an absolute and eternal presence, but naked. In order for you to walk as somebody, you have to submit your own will upon the throne of stupidity and forget that your creator is in position to communicate with you. With every breath that you take and every beat of your heart, you really don't need an intermediary. You are in that now moment of eternity where we have the opportunity to truly become very poised in the midst of the chaos, because we realize that we are in the presence of the absolute, that we dwell in the presence of God, that we are these points of the presence of the absolute, that which you all call God. It is time for us to become very poised, to be poised in the truth of who it is we are, and our duties, our obligations, and our responsibilities in being, which we cannot escape. There is order in existence by virtue of the laws of existence itself. And by virtue of the laws that exist, each and every one of us will be held completely accountable for being entombed, aligned, and harmonized in the laws that govern our existence. And the first of those laws which we have opportunity to put into practical practice, to make it practicable, to practice it, is doing what they call practicing the presence of God, being still, being filled with a full breath, being cognizant of your heartbeat, being thankful for the blessing in your being, and honoring your being. By honoring your bloodstream, by honoring the life force that is in you, with you, all around you, by consciously acknowledging and accepting that you are a center of intelligence. For all around and about you and all around and about the earth, there is nothing but intelligence. And as you breathe, and as you become ever more conscientious with every fiber of your being, in being conscious of the intelligence that you are, then the healing and the balance and everything that you need to be whole, you are accepting just in fulfilling those small rituals. For all of existence is held in the rituals of existence. And it doesn't matter what kind of being it is. Every being that is a point and presence of an absolute and eternal presence, and it has intelligence. And we've been taught by lawless people that nothing is intelligence unless you have degrees, college degrees, and degrees of this and degrees of that conferred upon you by men and women who are in darkness. You need no degrees from these people to function as an intelligence of existence. You need to reverence and respect the fact that you are a breathing, living, loving, intelligent point of existence, and that every other point of existence is as intelligent as you. Say, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. So we have to begin our dynamic transformation by virtue of having the proper thought, not someone's opinion or theory, but the truth of your own being has to be centered as the truth of your being. You cannot raise higher than that which you think. You cannot outshine the Creator. You cannot outthink the Creator. You cannot be as wicked as the wicked one and then claim who you are as a child of God and think that the compromises in your integrity, the compromises in your ethics, the compromises in your morality, the compromises in that which you do will substantiate your being in the light and in the fullness and in the harmony of what it is to be a child of God. There's no way to dispute that is the truth of who you are. But if you're not thinking about it, if you're not dwelling upon it, if you are not consciously trying to shape your life to be truly reflective and exemplary of it, then you'll miss it. You'll fall short. You will not realize all of that which you are. The truth of your being will not truly be brilliant and radiant through your life. And that is what we aspire towards. That's why you do the things you do, so that you can become substantiated. But it's just our realizing that there have been deliberate attempts made to make sure that we do not shine in the fullness of all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence of an absolute and eternal presence. There is deliberate attempt to make sure that you stay addicted to things, that you continue to live lies, that you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, artificially sweetened, sugar sweetened, nicotine, caffeine laden things. You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and eternal presence whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself. It is our time to realize that truth. It is our time to allow the real I that constitutes the whole I of our being to truly see, to be reflective in representing the truth of itself, so that we have to acknowledge that every being has the right to be. Every being has the right to be free. Every being has the right to liberation. Liberation is that state or condition where the intelligence of your being is free to be as intelligent as it is, functioning according to the purposes for which it was designed, functioning according to the purposes for which it was created, functioning according to the purposes of that which our mother Earth Gaia needs, so that she can continually be perpetuated as her life and her life force gives life to every living thing here. And we cannot be in the truth of ourselves and continue to participate and be in complicity with our own oppression and undoing by continuing to serve the visible and invisible forces and causes, whether of the heavens or of the earth, under which our races have suffered much distraction, thwarting, and repression for untold hundreds of thousands of years. Now is our time to realize that wickedness will not be continued forever. It cannot last forever, because that which is wicked means that it is outside of the order of its natural natural progression in terms of functioning as intelligence of existence itself. You and I are in that now moment where we have the opportunity to reassess our whole lives, to assess what has brought us forward, to assess what has been the point of all of our strivings, all of our matriculation, all of that which we have pursued, if it has not brought us greater degrees of wholeness, greater degrees of light and wisdom, greater degrees of being able to truly represent and be the personification of divinity in our own lives, glorifying the lineages that we represent. We are children of an absolute and eternal presence, and our lineages go back much further than the last four or five generations that have been influenced by that thing that they continue to talk about when you talk about why we're in the condition we're in, that Willie Lynch chip. The intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate itself. And when we each consciously recognize and call upon our fullness, our intelligence, the intelligence of our own being, when we will, with our own hand and our own thought and our own word, support ourselves in being whole, when we stop working against ourselves, then we short circuit the Willie Lynch chip. And just because we've been addicted and habitually addicted to all manners of things does not mean that we do not have the wherewithal to change our ways, to change our minds, and to change our conditions. The conditions in which we're living is a reflection of the quality of thought that we're thinking. It's a reflection of the quality of substance that is nourishing us. It's a reflection of the quality of care that we have, so that if you do not care enough to nourish yourself, if you do not care enough to make sure that with the resources that you barter with your life force, that you make sure that you are regenerating your life force, you are doing that which will continue to give you greater life force, you are working with the economics of truth, so that that which comes from you will come back to you multiplied, so that when you expend your life force, you will get it back. When you are expending your life force doing that which is purposeful in facilitating, enhancing, working towards the conscious upliftment and facilitating greater wholeness, greater peace, greater love, greater light, greater wisdom, greater truth, greater harmony upon this planet, you and I are not impotent here. We are very, very potent if we will take the time to truly rise. Now, we who live in this now moment may not really be in a position in this now moment where we can truly stand in the fullness of all that we are, but it's only the quality of thought. You're accepting that this is where you want to be. We have to reassess our values. Because if you just want money, then you can get money. Money is no issue for those who seek it. It comes. You got the little boys got pockets full of money. They got pockets full of money. Money is not eluding those who will pursue it. It's just that it is not our life's purpose to pursue money. Money does not aid in your ability to be resourceful enough to solve the problems of your community. In and of itself, everybody says, oh, we need more money, we need more money, we need more money. We've got more money than ever before, and more money with no greater degree of light or wisdom, more money without greater degrees of care, more money without greater sense to utilize your resource and your life force in its appropriate manner, more money without a complete commitment to the whole of your being, more money without a commitment to light is just more distraction. It's more spending on things that are completely unnecessary. So it's time for us to understand that it's not about our having more money. It's about us having greater light, greater wisdom, greater ethic, greater integrity, greater wholeness, greater wisdom, greater care, greater conscientiousness, greater ability to be exemplary of the truth of who and what we are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. Our prosperity is a direct relationship to the substance of wealth of our own spirit. Our prosperity is a factor to be considered based upon where our commitments are. If you have no commitment to the children, you have no commitment to the elders, you have no commitment to your peers, you have no commitment to love, you have no commitment to right, your commitment is to money, then you'll get money and you'll miss your purpose, you'll miss your birthright, you'll miss the fullness of all of that there is for you as an heir to the throne of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. You will be forgotten here. Your life will be like a flame of a match that has blown out and no one knows what happened to you. Yes, you gained money. Yes, you gained the applause and the notoriety of people in darkness, but is that your salvation? Will that deliver you into the arms of your spiritual family when you leave this planet? It will not. And you can be certain that as a result of the karmic debts of all of the nations who are in default, and most of and all of the nations are in default of what it is, because there are very few, if any, who have cultivated and educated and socialized and raised their children, their mothers, their fathers in a position where they can truly be exemplary as intelligences of existence. They have not, for all of the money that they have gotten, made, circulated, come forward with the curriculum of liberation, which is being instituted as that which is foundational in a public school system throughout the world. We're educating people to be enslaved. You're educating people to be addicted. You're educating people to be completely impotent, filled with fear, doubt, lack, and to act as if they are not the children of God, and that there is something or someone who will be a greater salvation in their day and time to them, for them, than they themselves. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself, and it is our time to realize the one I that exists and to give reverence and respect to that I, as that I acknowledges and sees us through every I. There is not one point of existence that is not a point of the presence of the absolute, and we will be destroyed on this place, in this place, removed from this place, if you cannot just exercise the basic fundamental right of being, which is to confer respect for all of life itself and all of the living, and to not be about the annihilation of any being, because what comes from you will come back to you multiplied. And these people where we've dwelled and where you have begun to idolize them and want to live like them and be like them and do everything like them, these people are about to be wiped out. The system is already fallen. For those of us who matriculated so that we can make the changes via going into the system, we've got more imprisoned, incarcerated children, mothers, grandmothers, daughters, sons than ever before. So all of us who are lawyers and judges and, you know, mayors, and what good have you really done if we've got more poison available to us on every corner, across and or down the street from every church, when our leadership has stock in those companies that lay foundation for the prison industrial complex, when they themselves are continually feeding their children that which is poison, not realizing that America and its so-called government and its Bill of Rights or its civil rights cannot license you or legitimize you to be outside of the order of what it is to be human. And because they function outside of the order of what it is to be human, it does not license us because we're here sharing a similar locale upon the planet to be outside of the order of our humanity. There is no justification for us being in the degree of compliance with our own distortion and dysfunction. There is no justification for our being out of order. There is no real justification why we are not in any greater degrees of light, except that we have not applied ourselves. We've not asked for it. We've not cried for it. We've not affirmed it. We've not declared it. Now is our time to lift up our voices and claim the truth of our being. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of presence, of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence. You are not just a black person. You are not just a native person. You are not just a Democrat. You are not just, you know, all of those arbitrarily assigned titles to your being does nothing to you or for you except limit the full scope and the realm of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence. So now is our time to get out of the boxes, to stop affirming and stop calling ourselves all of these other things before we have taken the time to affirm the truth of who we are as intelligences of existence, and to command by virtue of our thought and by virtue of our own word every atom and every cell of our being to respond appropriately as intelligence, so that you may heal from every dis-ease that these people could possibly manufacture or create. Every atom and every cell of our beings is completely responsive to absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Every atom and every cell of your entire being is completely responsive unto absolute light, absolute love, and absolute truth. Now, will you respond appropriately? Because the people here have been under siege. We have been under siege for so long. This is warfare. Warfare. When the weapons of mass destruction, mass dysfunction, mass distortion are sold on every shelf in every store, understand that you are being warred against and you're being in complicity with your oppressors, and your warmongers is not facilitative of your getting any leverage. Your doing as they do will never be enough to help free you from their traps. They have no respect for you, no regard for you, no love for you. They don't even have respect or regard or love for themselves. If they did, then they would not be doing that which is necessary to seal their tragic date with fate towards massive annihilation. If they cared about themselves, then they would not be killing anything or anybody else. You and I are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to really apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards that which is real, that which is light, that which is absolute right, that which is wisdom, that which is purpose, that which will allow us to be corrected, to be healed, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revivified, and completely resurrected as living intelligences of an absolute and eternal presence. And if you don't have the strength to stop killing yourself and your children, then you can work and slave for all the money in the world and you still will come out nowhere. This is our time to get real clear about what we must do as a collective of people upon this planet to take the chains of oppression off of our minds, our hearts, our lives, and our souls, and to allow us to work harmoniously with all of the other people of color on every continent towards our mutual liberation and mutual harmonization in the laws of life itself, thereby utilizing the resources that Mother Earth has given us towards the substantiation and the wellness of her own creatures, herself, and her populace. You and I cannot continue to do as we've been doing and think that money is our salvation. It is not. When you realize that you come from generations of people who qualified themselves as gods and goddesses, kings and queens, and now all you want to do is be employed, you've already fallen. Now is the time to get up. You've got to raise completely up, raise completely up, raise completely up. It is our time to get up, because you are a mighty, mighty people. There is nothing here that has prepared you properly for your walk. Except you do what you need to do for yourself and for your children right where you are, because you will never, ever get anything greater than that which you've already been blessed with. These people can't give you anything. With your own voice, with your own heart, with your own hand, commit yourself, consecrate yourself, dedicate yourself. Immerse yourself totally in the reality of being in the presence of the Absolute, being a presence of the Absolute, and align and harmonize yourself with an uncompromisable degree of integrity, ethic, and morality that will allow you to stand in the fullness of all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is as existence itself. You've been in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adama.